Hello and welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean.
And Happy New Year!
Yes, Happy New Year.
I have no idea. There's words to that song that I literally have never known.
Should old acquaintance be forgot? You never...
Yeah, no, like, that's all the words I know. And then, like, that's it. I don't know anything else past that.
Yeah, that's usually what most people...
Questions, Mark. Happy New Year. Yeah. But yes, Happy New Year. Happy 2017. Thank God 2016 is over, but... Now we're stuck in 2017 and we can't do anything about it. So.
We're here.
Yeah. We made it. We made it through the holiday season.
Yeah.
So I hope everybody had a safe and happy new year.
A safe happy new year. Happy holiday.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. All those things.
Sure.
Kwanzaa.
All whatever. The good stuff. All the things.
Oof.
Are you all right?
I just ate a lot of...
You ate a lot of lasagna.
I did.
You ate all the lasagna. I just made a New Year's lasagna. Because why not?
Yeah, why not?
Let's celebrate New Year with food.
Some good food?
So I think Sean ate all of it.
I did. I had a good helping. It's been a while since you made it.
No, so. That's true. I don't make it that often. Because I'm not that big of a lasagna person.
Really?
Yeah, I only make it like once a year.
That's true. Yeah, that's worth it.
Yeah. I think
so. It's going to be balls and everything, so.
Yeah, made the sauce.
Yeah.
Yep.
So anyways, we took a week off just to...
It was the holidays.
Yeah, it was a holiday. We just kind of needed the week to recharge and everything. And I'm not really a big proponent of that as a podcast thing. I like just constantly going, but you know, I think a lot of people do find the holidays as a... thing to do to not do a show.
Yeah.
So.
We had shit going on.
Yeah, we were busy. So. That being said, we are back with a book for this week. We'll just do one. It's actually not something that I own as an individual issue, but it's in a collection.
Yes.
But I put my collections into... the books. I mean, if I buy like a trade, you know, I'm...
Well, didn't you buy this trade on Black Friday? Wasn't it only like $3 or something crazy?
Yeah. No, I bought it on Black Friday.
Yeah.
Where?
The Bug, right?
Yeah, it's a comic book. Which one did we do?
We're doing the one where Beast just got out of the shower.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know what that story is called, but I remember that Beast is wet in it.
It's the Guardians of the Galaxy Tomorrow.
Guardians of Avengers?
Guardians of Avengers. the Guardians of the Galaxy Tomorrow's Avengers Volume 2, which is the collection that they put out of of all the early Guardians of the Galaxy appearances.
Uh-huh.
So this is pretty... You know, and I have the first one, and it's actually quite... It's quite enjoyable, and I've been looking forward to getting the second one. So, the Great Comic Bug in Manhattan Beach had this on sale for really cheap on Black Friday, and I was like, well, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
So this is great, you know? And I figured we'll do one of these. We haven't done an Avengers in a while, and I think it takes some time to sort out some books and really...
Like plan.
Yeah.
Which is something we don't typically do.
We typically don't do it like this.
No.
You know, we try, but we don't.
No, we don't. We're just like, what are we going to do this week? Oh, let's grab that one. Okay.
You know, usually
that's
it's
usually
that,
how this works.
Usually it's something that we're just reading. And I haven't, to be honest, I haven't been doing a ton of reading.
No, I've been reading other shit.
Yeah. I've been reading, I've been reading, and I'll put him over, Pat Contry, Pat the NES Punks, and Friends, his Ultimate Guide to the NES book, which is awesome. I'm just very fascinated. Because you know what happened is I got really incensed now is that I want to get the Super NES, the little NES.
Yeah, the Nintendo Classic.
Nintendo Classic.
Which they don't have anywhere.
No, and...
Because they made like six.
They made like six and they sold them to a few jerks. And they were
like, you guys actually fucking want these? We're like, fuck you. Yes, we do, Nintendo, you assholes.
Yeah, and all the great rich people got them. Because I think as I was seeing pictures of people like, oh, ha, ha, I have one now too. Meh. And I'm like... But I want it.
I know. I'm sorry. We'll eventually find one. We'll get them eventually.
Oh, I know. I'll get to it. What's going to happen is all of a sudden they're just going to be all over the fucking place.
Oh, yeah. You're going to go through all of this. You're finally going to get one. And then, like, the next week, you can't even walk into a goddamn grocery store without finding one.
They're just going to have a bunch of them. And be
they're
like,
going to be everywhere. You're going to be like, why are they selling these in Ralph's? And they're going to be like,
why are they selling these? Why can I get some tomato paste along with this Super NES? A little NES.
Yeah. Why? What? But, yeah.
But I've been wanting it, and I've been kind of, like, thinking about, like, well, otherwise it's like a retro game. And, you know, and they have, like, these devices, like the Retro Bits and the Retron 5s and all that shit. And you can get those from your wherever it is that you get them from. And, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, and, but the thing is, well, that's the problem where it's, like, it kind of ends up being a scenario where I... start collecting games.
Ugh, God.
You know, and start buying shitty games that I liked when I was younger.
Yeah, but the problem with that is where do we put all your those shitty games?
Yeah.
We have enough problem with our collection of comic books to start collecting video games, too. I mean... We might as well.
I can't even do that because I don't even have.
We might as well just like get some flat cats and throw them under some newspapers.
Flat cats.
And just call somebody and wait for the fucking 1-800 junk guys to come through and tell us we're all hoarders.
Can I get some pre-flattened cats?
Yeah, I'm certain that they sell them. You can get them at like Restoration Hardware.
Restoration Hardware.
They're like $400. It's pre-flattened cat.
Can I go to Pier 1? Be like, yo, where you got your pre-flat cats?
Yeah, so they're like, put this under a stack of newspapers for the authentic hoarding feel.
Anthropology's got some pre-flattened cats on sale.
They do. They're designer flat cats.
Yeah, these are rare. We got the rarer flat cats. I got the rare cats that you don't normally find. They're the pre-flattened. That's how people know you're classy.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
If they're going through your stuff, like, they find
Anthropology. This is a Williams and Sonoma flat cat.
Well, like, what's the, like, I'm trying to think, like, what's a rare cat?
Like, actual cat breed?
Yeah. Like, an actual, there's, like, that brown one. I remember we were watching, like, Cats
like
101.
Like, Abyssian or whatever?
I don't know the names. I just know.
There's a cat that is rare. Tell me what the name is, but I don't actually know what the name is.
I don't know. I just know we have a Norwegian forest cat, we think.
Or he could also be a Maine Coon.
He's a Skugit.
Yes, he is.
That is Tully. And then we have Leela, who I don't know what she is.
She's just a regular old cat.
She's a house cat.
Yeah. She's pretty, but she's not like a
pretty baby.
She's just a regular old cat.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, yeah, but that's the only cat.
She's not like a Scottish fold or whatever.
No, she's not one of those. But anyways, so comic books. So we're going to do an Avengers book because this is one of the books that's collected in this Guardians of the Galaxy. It's the first time that the Avengers and the Guardians of the Galaxy hang out. And, gas.
Are you going to be okay?
I don't know.
Did you eat way too much sauce?
I did. I powered through a bunch of lasagna, and I've been living because I was hungry.
I was hungry, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I made food. But are you sure you're going to be okay? You're not going to be...
I'll be fine.
Acid refluxing or whatever.
If that happens, I will pause the podcast and let my gas pass, and and everybody will just have to deal with it.
All right.
I'm not going to subject them to it because that's really rude.
What, people don't want people burping in their ears.
Well, it's one of those things where people like there's people that don't know how to podcast and they're like, oh, I could chew.
No.
I could chew. No. That's what I do, right? I chew. Ha ha. You know, I don't really care that much about podcasting. I think it's like the third thing on my schedule, but I'll chew into the podcast, you know, because I think that's what you're going to download it anyways, right?
Yeah. What if there was just a podcast where it was just like a guy chewing?
There probably is. Maybe that's what people want. Maybe that's how...
I don't know what people want.
Yeah, clearly I don't.
I would be the last person to have.
Clearly, I don't, because if I did, I would still have a podcast.
But we have a podcast.
Or a podcast network.
No, you know, it's just business forces being what they are. Sideshow Network has shuttered its doors.
I know. This is our first, actually, post Sideshow Network.
So we are no longer on podcast the Sideshow Network.
And, you know, and I will say, you know, thank you to Levity Entertainment and the Hollywood Improv for supporting podcasting and Sideshow Network for the past 3-4 years.
Yeah.
You guys are really good to us, and thank you. And, you know, we are moving on. So, moving on to create the chewing podcast that I've always wanted to do.
Yeah, it's going to be on the Chew Network.
Chew? Yeah. Oh, man, that would be great if it was like, guess the chew, guess the nationality.
Oh, no, you just have to guess what they're eating.
Guess what they're eating. Yeah, but then you had, or guess the, you know, how many teeth they have.
Ew.
You know, just really, yeah.
Wouldn't we assume that they have all their teeth?
You got to mix it up. You got to be
are
like.
Are we hiring like two
they finish
people?
Chewing, they go, I have 3 teeth.
Why?
I don't know. Trying to make this Chew Network interesting.
Isn't there a show called The Chew?
Yeah, but they don't. It's not about people chewing.
Well, I know it's not about people chewing.
I think it's about people talking about issues of the day.
No, I think it's a cooking thing, right?
But I think it's like I think it's about cooks who talk.
Cooks and politics.
Cooks and politics are like, you know what? I'm going to make some meatballs, but you know what? I also have some thoughts on Brexit, you know? You know, that's how it goes.
I see. All right.
And it's probably really bad.
They're like, these plantains are delicious, but you know what I don't like about Donald Trump?
You know what's not delicious is the economy. Anyways. Okay. Anyways, the Avengers. Number 167 from January 1977. It is from this Guardians of the Galaxy collection.
Wait, what year?
1977.
Okay.
Why?
I thought you said 67 for a second. I was like,
No, it's not that old.
No.
So it's... On the cover, it's Behold... ... The Guardians of the Galaxy.
And Behold.
And they're back.
Or for the first time.
Well, not really.
Well, the first time in the Avengers.
In the Avengers, yes. Because they recently appeared before this in, you know, the Marvel premiere. I want to say Marvel premiere. Or Marvel Super Heroes. I can't remember. But and then they were in Thor Annual number 6.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're here. Because shit's going down.
Sure.
Tomorrow dies today.
Whatever. sorry.
What?
I don't like that title. Sounds like a Bond title.
It is, actually.
Yeah.
I think it is, isn't it?
Tomorrow dies today! Like, that's kind of... Like,
as sung kind of, by Steve Winwood.
Yeah, why not? By Peter Cetera.
Ooh, Peter Cetera. Did he ever do a Bond song? I don't think he did.
I don't think he did. Maybe he should.
He was, you know why? Because he was busy doing the...
Because he did Little Dancing Man?
You were so small. Anyways, no, he was doing the Glory of Love for Karate Kid Part 2.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, he was doing
that song.
He was out there doing that, and he forgot to do a Bond song. He forgot to do View to a Kill.
You know, he's still alive. We could always tap him for...
Oh, he's not getting another
whatever
shot.
Whatever the next Bond movie
He's not getting
is.
Another shot. I'm sorry, Peter Cetera. You lost your chance.
I'm sure Peter Cetera probably, like, still writes shit and, like...
Oh, Peter Cetera is doing fine.
Yeah, he's doing good.
Yeah, Peter Cetera is doing just fine. He doesn't need us talking about him.
Yeah, so he's like, fuck you, thinking I lost my shot. What if he didn't want to do a Bond song?
Probably didn't. He probably just wanted to do Karate Kid. He's like, this is the next Bond, but for feet.
He just stands there, karate, like John Hamm on Kimmy Schmidt.
No, but he did Glory of Love.
I know, but what if his original idea was just him doing going, karate.
But in the
kids karate.
But in the trademark Peter Cetera falsetto, yeah,
yeah. I think, however that works, I don't know how that works.
He sings.
Yeah, I know. I can't even attempt to mimic Peter Cetera's voice.
Anyways, so Tomorrow Dies Today. We got on the splash page on the opening. Well, on the cover, I should say. So Behold the Guardians of the Galaxy, and you got Beast punching Charlie 27 in the face. Mm-hmm. With both hands.
Yep.
He's giving him the Polish hammer.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you got the Guardians on one side and the Avengers on the other. And you got
Wonder Man really small.
Tiny Wonder Man.
Tiny Wonder Man. Tiny Wonder Man. Tiny Wonder Man. And anyway, so we're now on the cover in the splash page. Tomorrow Dies Today. Beast is bounding about. Apparently, he's just jumping all over this hallway like a jerk.
Yeah.
And he's wet because he just got out of the shower. And he's like, because I think he just joined the Avengers.
Yeah, it seems like he's new.
Yeah, he's brand new. And, you know, it's him, and you got Wanda, Scarlet Witch, and you got
Cap.
And, you know, Beast is like, bound. He's like, oh, why must it go off? Why must the communications alarm go off when I'm in
the shower?
When I'm in the shower, maybe drop one of my 5-gallon jugs of shampoo.
It's a lot of shampoo.
Well, but he's also made of hair.
He's very furry. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you want to use... I mean, he probably doesn't use all of it at once. That would be ill-advised. But...
But he is soaking wet, covered in soap. And he is, but he's wearing
a robe.
He's wearing a robe, which I imagine is, you know, which thankfully, because we're not seeing beast balls.
Well, here's the thing, like, can you see beast balls, or is he just furry?
No, you probably could. That's why he wears trunks.
You think?
Yeah, he wears trunks. Because he's got genitals. I mean, he's a man.
I know he's got genitals, but I mean, don't you think his fur might be long enough to cover?
Yeah, but that you don't need to do.
Wasn't there like a swamp thing once where, or was it man thing where like there was like a long leaf covering all sorts of genital areas?
Well, that's how they do some of them. Like, you know, like Sasquatch, you know.
Yeah, so why can't beast...
Wendigos, you know, your Wendigos and everything like that. Some of them, you know, they got the fur to cover. You're not really getting at the genitals.
Yeah, that's
You're risking genital trauma.
Of course.
But, you know, Beast is, you know, more of a... I think he's a bit more...
More man.
He's a bit more man than Beast at this point.
Let's see.
You know, and he's sort of... And he's her suit. Her suit. He's her suit, but he is trimmed. You know, he's not as out of control.
So, like,
if he was Italian, forget it.
Right?
Yeah.
If he was one of my people.
Yeah. Yeah. If he was like from the hair belt.
Yeah, I know. It's a mess. It's a mess over there.
No, you know, Hank McCoy is Irish, you know, so he's kind of like,
he's doing okay.
Yeah, he's kind of like Conan O'Brien, you know. He's got a lot of hair on the head, but, you know, he's not.
Not,
you know,
super furry.
He's not a super furry man.
Yeah, I don't picture Conan being able. Can Conan grow a beard? I think he can.
He did,
didn't he?
Remember he did. Yeah, remember when he was kissing the dolphins?
When the writer's strike, when everybody grew beards?
Yeah, and then he was kissing the dolphins and stuff. And
I don't remember the dolphins.
You don't remember that? I had that picture on my old iPod forever. It was like him. He was like, because it was Conan was like on. I think it was right after he quit. Or whatever, after the Tonight Show.
Did the Tonight Show.
Or the his last show, but before he started the Tonight Show or something, and he was, like, on vacation. Or maybe it was between that and the TBS thing.
I don't know.
But he was, like, show a picture of him, like, kissing dolphins.
See.
I'll have to find it, because it was something I showed you, and it was, like, you and your Conan friends were all a tizzy about it.
I'm sure we were.
Yeah.
I don't recall it at this moment, but...
But so Conan... So
here's my other question about Beast.
Oh, okay.
So, if he's all covered in hair, is everything hairy?
Well, yeah, why?
Like, his dick's hairy? He's got a hairy dick?
Yeah, there's some things there. I don't know. I
mean, this is a question I'm asking you. Does Beast have a hairy dick?
Like, everything is hair?
Yes, that's what I meant.
No, it's probably like normal genitals. It's probably
so
like...
Wait, he's furry everywhere else, and then there's like a bald patch?
It's also blue. But it's... But No. His skin is blue.
I thought his hair was just blue.
No, his skin is blue, too.
Okay, well, blue
dick... I think.
Just like Watchmen, but I mean, I'm just... Is it a hairy blue dick?
It's hair. Well, it's the genital areas for the hair, but I'm not saying, like, the actual...
I'm not saying, does he have a bush? I know he's got a bush. Does he have a hairy dick?
It's probably like mine. I don't know. I don't know how to explain this.
So you're telling me that his dick doesn't have any hair on it.
You've seen a penis.
Yes, I have, but I'm asking you if his... Okay, he's completely covered in hair.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, is all of him covered in hair? That's my question.
Maybe some very fine hairs, mostly about his body.
Yeah, so... Why would his penis be the only thing uncovered?
It probably isn't.
So it's furry.
Yeah, he's probably...
So it's like a
Like a pipe cleaner? Yes.
Yeah, like a pipe cleaner. I was going to say one of those things that they put over a microphone to block the wind.
Oh, like one of these things we're using.
So, yes. No, the furry kind.
They're called
a cat or something.
Yeah, we used to call them like the dead cats.
The dead cats. Yeah, they're like...
It's a flat cat.
No, Beast has a flat cat for a dick?
Yeah, he got it at Pier 1. He's very refined. He's a very refined man.
Here's the thing. He's not really in this book.
He's kind of just a bro.
Yeah, and this is. I was like, wait. I thought Beast was like.
Well, this was the time.
Pre-smart.
No. He's always been smart, but he's always kind of been like a swinging bro. Kind of smart. Like, remember how we read that one issue?
Yes, I do.
We've read a few Beast issues, yes. And he's kind of like, all the women are like, oh my god, Beast. And he's like, hey, I like Star Trek, and I'm kind of a nerd, but I'm also hip, you know, and my genitals, you know, whatever. I mean,
they're blue.
Yeah.
And furry.
I don't know the answers to these questions.
How do you not know the answers to these questions?
Because they've never really been... I don't know. These are questions that, like... I'm starting to realize that
we're too old to ask these questions.
Yeah, and I think that we're not really. But at the same time, I still want to know. I just think that he's got very fine hair everywhere, like a human. You know, he's got that menudo hair or menudo.
See, now that's not how I always viewed Beast. It was never fine hair everywhere, and his skin was just blue. Beast is actually a furry creature.
Well, he's been mutated. His mutation.
Yes, it's not fine. He's got fur, like a dog.
Right. But a dog's penis isn't furry.
I assume that's because it's retracted inside of his body.
I don't know. Maybe it's...
So maybe it is, going back to the fact that if it does retract into the inside of his body, like many a haired creature, then he doesn't need to wear trunks.
Well, maybe that's how it is for like other guys like Sasquatch, but he's always wearing trunks. So maybe it's not a modesty.
Well, maybe Cap,
because Cap's in this. Cap's a fucking dipshit in these books, you know.
You think maybe Cap is just so much of a prude that Beast is like, I'll wear trunks just to make sure you feel better.
I think he's been wearing them ever. I know that. He's been wearing them the whole time, but you know, I don't know. I wish more X-Men writers would answer these questions, they probably never took these things into account.
Yeah, only us weirdos think about something.
Yeah, only us weirdos.
It's the reason we just do a random podcast out of our living room.
Mm-hmm. Yep. When we're gonna start that chewing podcast.
It's gonna be about marshmallows.
Anyways, so Beast is bouncing, but here's the thing: he's bouncing around in this hallway. Yes. Like he's a ball, like, which you can, but it's like he's really just kind of being rude, if you ask me.
Well,
and he's wet, so he's dripping on like
Scarlet Witch,
you know, who's funny. Actually, it's funny because she's like in like half of her costume.
Yeah, she looks like she's a Playboy bunny in that costume
because she's wearing like the pink leotard, you know, and everything. But she doesn't have her hat and she doesn't have her cape.
Yeah,
which I don't know where she gets the rest of. Oh, she doesn't bring it. Yeah, she doesn't bring it. Just hangs around in it. She doesn't even have her boots.
I don't want to wear the hat thing.
Yeah, and then Cap. So anyway, Cap is like, he's dripping on. Cap's like, well, shit, if you would have gotten up earlier, you would be ready by now. Like, you got up at 6 o'clock,
well,
like me.
You know, Beast didn't have anything else to do. So he didn't have anything else to do. Back off.
Why did you? I mean, he can get up and train, but I mean, shit.
Sure, but maybe he does that every other day. Maybe this was his off day. Let him sleep in.
He's also not a mutant like Cap, so, or Cap's not a mutant like him, so, you know, he could take a few.
Whatever Cap is.
So they go into the communication center and the Vision's there, and he's talking to Nick Fury, and Nick Fury's like,
oh my god, guys, there's this thing.
There's a big space station orbiting.
And it just fucking appeared. Guys, check it out.
Yeah, he's like, yo, go check it out.
Because if you don't, like, check it out, it's probably going to crash into us because they're also on a space station.
With the Avengers? No. They are.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Isn't
that the whole thing that they're also up there? And he's like, this tin can's going to get smashed by whatever that is, this huge space station that just appeared. So maybe we should find out what's going on and have them not smash us.
Yeah, yeah. Why are they in space like that?
That's I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Well, but that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think this is them here,
yeah, that's
right?
Them. They're that little tiny, little. like a square thing.
And then there's this big one. They're like God and Mother and Country. It's awesome. Cap
yes.
says.
Yes.
God and Mother and Country.
I'm surprised.
He God, didn't... Mother and Country.
I'm surprised he didn't throw an apple pie.
An apple pie and a cheeseburger.
Baseball.
Baseball and four trucks.
Yeah.
And American
Super
Eagle.
Super Bowl.
Holy Super Bowl, guys.
Rock flag and eagle.
Like. Rock flag and eagle, basically. And they're all like, my God, it's big. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, Beast is just like, it's big.
Yeah. Like,
that's why I mean, like, Beast is not nearly as smart as he is presented in later iterations.
He's still smart.
No, he's still smart, but he's Dr. Hank McCoy in later iterations. Dr. Hank McCoy wouldn't be like, man, it's big. Like, you know what I mean?
Big. Anyway, so Captain, so Tony Stark is like, I gotta go. Because Tony Stark's hanging out with
Nick Fury,
and Tony Stark's like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
Because at this point, nobody knows that Tony Stark.
Maybe it's Nick Fury who's in space.
Wait. No, because, like, they're standing out here, and you can see the planet.
Oh.
So they in space?
I don't know, because then when you flip the page and you look, is that outside? Or, because there, is that stars?
I don't know what's going on here, to be honest.
Oh, somebody's in space.
Well, hang on. So after being abandoned time to time, the sealed space station was wrecked. I didn't know how long if we reoccupy. Oh, so they're in space, too. I think everybody's in space.
Everybody's in space. We don't know why.
We're all in space.
Space. And Tony Stark is visiting space. And
yes.
This is, nobody knows who that Tony Stark is also Iron Man.
No, they don't yet.
At
no,
this
it's
particular
it's not this point yet.
So Nick Fury's like, man, thanks for coming up, Tony. This whatever thing you just built us is great. But you better get out of here before you get smashed.
Yeah. Basically. Yeah. And he's like, all right, well, you know, he can't leave his buddies. You know, he's like, I can't get... Oh, no, I think he has to... Okay, no, wait. So he's got to go back to Earth and come back.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I think they're just looking at space TV?
I don't know. Whatever. But he's got to go back to Earth. Whatever. People are in space. Just go... We're not sure why or where.
Oh, yeah, because they go on the Quinjet.
Yeah, so the Avengers are...
In their hangar.
Space.
I think. Yeah, dear.
Sure.
See?
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Nick Fury's in space.
Nick Fury's in space, and they're like, yo, get your ass up here. There's a big-ass space station, like, floating around, and we need you guys, like, to do something about it.
Like, okay. But meanwhile, Wonder Man and Thor are at Denny's.
They are at Denny's. they're at the Seinfeld Diner.
Yeah, they are at the Seinfeld Diner. And...
And they're eating. And it's one of my favorite things, where superheroes eat.
Yeah. And I'm not sure exactly why... They're here.
Well, they're just kind of taking some time.
I'm just hanging out, and everybody's staring. I'm like, whoa, man, it's Thor.
Yeah, everybody. Well, Thor's because Thor's just there wearing his hat.
Yeah, Thor is dressed like Thor.
Thor didn't just come. Well, maybe they don't know he's Donald Blake yet either. I think.
Maybe he doesn't have a secret identity thing yet.
Well, he has. He's Donald Blake.
Okay. Well, they don't know about it, so he can't like because Wonder Man's just wearing like a button down.
Yeah.
And his glasses, but Thor is dressed like Thor.
I've also, this is the first time I've ever noticed Wonder Man's sideburns. I just noticed these.
Well, you know, I think they, probably like the rest of his hair, they go away and they come back.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Regular
yeah. He has dynamic sideburns here.
Yes.
But anyway, so their people are gawking at him.
Yeah, they're like, man, it's so cool. And then his Wonder Man's, he calls it a people buzzer or whatever.
The people buzzer? Oh, it's like
a pager.
Yeah, it's a pager. Before pagers like, were pagers.
My people buzzer is going off. And he's like, come on, Thor. Let's go to the mansion. And this is back when Wonder Man could fly, but only with the assistance of, like, belt.
That's how it was. Well, that's how it was for the longest time.
But he can fly normally now.
Well, now he can because he's made because his body is pure ionic energy that allows him to fly.
Whatever.
Now, but before he was filled with ionic energy, but he couldn't fly. He could just be really strong and indestructible.
And he has to wear glasses.
And he has
like
to wear the glasses
because
he has red eyes.
It looks like he's constantly crying.
He's constantly high.
Yeah.
And
I thought it was constantly crying energy.
Yeah, crying. Constantly crying energy. Yeah, but then he's...
So they go to the mansion.
Yeah, they go to the mansion. They're like, yo, what up? And he's like...
Like, help us.
Help us. They're like, okay. And then all of a sudden, Iron Man shows up, and Cap is just like... Fuck off.
Yeah, Cap's kind of a dick in this book.
Kind of a dick a lot of times. I've been noticing a lot of time, you know, if you read enough Captain America, Cap is a dick.
It's kind of like Superman.
Yeah, but no. But he's not like Superman, like torturing his friends kind of shitty.
Yes.
He's just grumpy. Cap is just constantly crabby.
You were frozen since World War II, you'd probably be pissed off.
Yeah, no, he's got some, you know, but he's been, things what happened is Cap stopped being the chairman of the Avengers, and then Iron Man took over, but they don't know he's Tony Stark, and basically, like, Iron Man's always like, hey, I work for Tony Stark, and that's my main priority, and they're like, well, what about the Avengers? And he's like, whatever.
He's like, fuck your Avengers.
You know, and Captain America's like, yo, the team, and, you know, that's...
Well, I mean, that makes sense why they would argue about that. Yeah, so I also wonder why they have to have a chairman of the Avengers. Why can't it just be, like, a committee, like they all put it to committee and they all vote together.
Yeah, but I don't know. Well, yeah, at some point they did, but then, yeah, for the longest time, like, what's her face, Wasp was like the head chairman.
And we read one where she like retired, right?
Was that Avengers West Coast or something? Maybe
something like that.
Oh,
one of them. Anyway, so they're like, hey, get in the jet, let's go, we're going into space.
Yo, going to space, and they're like...
And they're like, luckily we have spacesuits, but Vision, you don't need one because you're a robot.
And Thor, you're a spaceman. And Wonder Man, we don't know about you, but it looks like he's getting a blowjob here.
Yeah.
We're about to get one. Yeah.
Good
space,
for him.
Space is good times.
Yeah. Good times in space.
Good times in space. Anyways,
and Nick Fury's like, I still smoke in space, by the way.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't give it. Yeah, he smokes.
This isn't going to be a problem.
No. I mean, Nick Fury has not... Well, I mean, he's a different... I don't think Nick Fury has been white for a long time.
No, I don't think he has either.
I think it's been the way that it's... He's always been the the Sam Jackson version. For a long time. At some point things changed.
Yeah, I know.
And I don't quite know what that meant.
Yeah, that's the thing. A lot of these characters have changed. Like, obviously, Wonder Man can now fly. Beast is a little different. And so there's a lot of things that
Beast turned into, like, a cat.
Well, no, not only that, but he became very smart Doctor Man.
He's always been smart.
I know that, but he's smarter.
No, I'm talking like drastic changes. He's not just like he didn't read a few books.
No, it's not that. It's just that his entire demeanor from what the newer X-Men is completely different here.
He's always, he became more highfalutin.
Yes.
Because the Beast you're familiar with.
He's more intellectual, high class Beast now.
Well, the Beast that you're familiar with is from the cartoon.
Yeah, but that's how he is in the books now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's always
kind of... But he's not like that.
He's a bit more jovial here.
Yeah, he's a bit more average guy in these.
Good time Beast.
Right, he's not... He's more intellectual dude in the newer versions.
He's the comic relief.
Yeah.
As you will.
Yeah, he's not like that anymore.
Anyway, so they get into the station, and Cap's like telling people what to do, and like Iron Man's like,
huh?
Iron Man's like, huh?
Which he shouldn't be surprised, because... Whatever. So they like split up and they run off on this space station, and they're like, wait, we can breathe here. So yeah, this must be man-made, we think. And so Beast is kind of on his own, and he's like, am I on my own because I have bad breath? Mm. Like, I rinsed.
Yeah, wait, so they just took off their spacesuits. What is this, yeah. Prometheus?
Yes, it's Prometheus. They're like, it's okay.
Just, hey, we can smell, we can breathe on this. Breathe. I'm like,
hey, I'm going to put my face into this monster.
What a dumb movie.
That was the most upsetting part of the whole movie. I'm like, you are scientists.
Oh, yeah. They're
just like really redneck bad scientists. Idiots. Just be like, yeah, I guess I'll just take my suit off. You're a fucking scientist. Anyway, so Beast is on his own, and he's like, well, maybe, you know, maybe somebody will be my partner next time.
Well, Beast is like, I could sneak around because I'm beastly.
Yeah,
you know,
and then all of a sudden a hand grabs him.
He jumps through a hole, and then Charlie 27 shows up.
He's like, hey, look, it's a space monkey.
Yeah. Him and Nikki are like...
Space monkey!
Yeah, because we've got Charlie 27 and Nikki, and they're like, eh, hey, look at this ugly monster. And he's like, fuck you.
And he's like, oh, man, it can talk, but it's just repeating what we say. And it's like, no.
And then he gives him like a foot, but then he gives Charlie 27 a foot massage with his face.
Yeah.
Or his feet massage. His face.
Face massage with his feet.
Face massage with his feet.
Yeah.
And it just looks really weird.
Yeah, it does. And so now they're like, well, obviously it's time for us to fight. And so they fight. And he's
They're shooting them. And
Beast's like, but they speak English. I don't get it. And they're like, well, we're basically more human than human.
More human than human.
Yeah, Rob Zombie comes in. He's like, hey, guys. And he just walks off panel.
Hey, guys, I wrote that song.
And he's like, oh, by the way, I've got these crazy weird clowns that I have to go put in a movie. Because I love hillbilly horror.
Hillbilly clowns.
Then he just walks away. And that's
actually, I would prefer that this book devolved into the Avengers and Guardians of the Galaxy versus Rob Zombie and the hillbilly clowns in space. I would watch
it. I would love that movie.
That should be the next Avengers movie. Fuck the Infinity Stones.
Yeah, I don't care about Infinity
War or whatever. Give me space hillbilly, space clown hillbillies. Take it
space
on
space clown hillbillies
and the Guardians of the Galaxy and Beast jumping around on their heads. Yeah,
yeah, and Rob Zombie in his weird hat.
Rob Zombie's he's fighting too.
Oh yeah,
he's fighting too with his hat. He's one of those guys that's in a pod. He's one of those guys like calling the shots from a pod, but the pod's got like. It's like got black light in it.
Oh yeah.
So he's just sitting there like, it's oh man, I just made a good movie.
Yeah, you did. Good job, babe. I bet you could get Rob Zombie to like kickstart that.
Hey Rob Zombie, you want
yeah, because he listens to this. What so if he does? Let's talk directly to Rob Zombie. We have your next project.
Yeah, I think most people like it's your take on the superhero genre. But this time it's in space. Rob Zombie hasn't done
also
anything.
Also, hillbilly clowns.
He hasn't done anything in space yet.
I know.
I think it's time he started.
Because he really loves hillbillies.
He likes terrestrial horror.
Yeah, he really does. He really likes middle of nowhere horror movies. But if we tell him he can bring that to space, he's on board.
So I don't know how much you know about the Guardians of the Galaxy from the origins.
Precisely zero.
Okay, so basically. What you're supposed to know about them is that...
They're from the future.
They're from the future.
They're like the fucking Legion.
From the 31st century.
They're like the Legion.
Right.
Yeah.
But they're also evolved humans that lived on other planets.
Okay.
So, Charlie 27 is from Jupiter.
Oh, man.
So they say Jovians. When they're saying Jovian...
I get it.
Apparently that's... That's your distinction if you live on Jupiter.
You're a Jovian.
You're Jovian. And then Nikki is from Mercury.
That's not possible.
Well, they made it possible.
All right,
in the future. Because
it's
I mean,
also not possible for him to live on Jupiter.
It's not on Jupiter because it's made of gas and there's monsters on there, which I learned at a planetarium when I was 8.
There's no monsters.
Yes, there is. The planetarium told me that there's floating monsters.
They told you that there could possibly be
and they
floating
had sounds.
Monsters. They said this is what it could sound like.
Well, that's all I knew. That was information. That was like when nobody fact-checked that planet, the Buffalo Planetarium
the Buffalo
in 1988.
Planetarium should have been out of business.
Nobody was fact-checking
that.
That
is not scientifically accurate.
But they told... I remember this.
I know you do, but it's not possible. I mean, perhaps it is possible. But I highly doubt there's just like weird animals just like wandering around in all that fucking gas.
Could Neil deGrasse Tyson tell us the answer to this or not?
Yeah, he'd probably say no.
But I still need his opinion.
I would really like to know his opinion on Jupiter because I have theories about Jupiter.
You do?
I do, actually, yes.
You never told me.
I have theories about, I mean, besides the fact that it's a temporarily embarrassed sun or whatever that they call it. That their other theory is that the only reason like that we've avoided a lot of extinction events is because Jupiter's gravity is so great and it sucks comets its way.
Oh, wow.
So it kind of saves our asses a lot. And I personally think, and I am not a scientist. I know nothing of science, but I wonder if one of the only reasons life was able to evolve here is because of the way that we're all set up. Or we're close to the sun in the Goldilocks zone. Jupiter's out there. Basically like a fucking goalie and therefore we have avoided getting our asses handed to us.
Thanks Jupiter.
By Jupiter, because we have Jupiter, and if you don't have Jupiter, maybe you don't have life.
You know, maybe we should be celebrating Jupiter more.
We really should.
Let's celebrate other planets.
Yeah. Really celebrate Jupiter.
Let's put that into motion.
Yeah.
Let's move to Jupiter.
Yeah. But I mean, like I said, I am not a scientist, so all of that could be bullshit.
No, you're not.
So
You're not a scientist.
Take that with a grain of salt. Or Trump could put me in charge of NASA.
I think you're just as qualified.
That's how he picks his. You've got thoughts on something, or you hate this thing. You're in charge.
I think what you, the explanation you just gave makes you more than qualified. Science. That's enough science. The Jen Stanfield story.
So
they're fighting, and
Beast and that chick from Mercury are fighting, and then all of a sudden there's like a.
They get a blast, and it's Starhawk. Starhawk. So we got Yondu, Starhawk, Martinex. Okay, so here's the deal. So Yondu's from like a... Where the fuck is Yondu from? I forgot.
Oh.
Starhawk is weird as shit. He's made of like a woman and a man, and he's got a weird story.
I mean, aren't... technically all
but like in the same person here. Like two separate people, like he splits off into like,
oh, you mean like
a pretty lady and a man,
they're like smashed together.
Yeah, they smash together
and share a body.
Yeah,
he's not the first one to do that though.
No, I know that.
Okay,
what I'm saying, but it's the way that it's explained in these books.
Okay,
in these origin stuff like that, it's very much like you're just like, I don't care, just whatever, I don't care. I don't care. He's made of a hot chick and a hot guy. Great.
And they smash together and they make Starhawk.
They make Starhawk, and then he flies around. He's got really good space powers.
All right. Space.
So Martinex.
Yes.
You'll actually like this. He's from Pluto.
Oh, Pluto. And we've seen him before, haven't we?
Yeah, because we did the that one issue of the Marvel 2-in-1.
Yeah.
We did. Yeah, we probably have talked about this maybe a bit more. It's been a while.
Yes.
So we talked about. Yeah, he was there, and Vance Astro was there. This is the one where Vance Astro, because Vance Astro's here too, and this is when he's like, hey, everybody looks familiar. I was from Earth.
Yeah.
So he's talking.
They're like, you've got a really fucked up story too, Vance Astro.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, but so yeah. So anyway, so they're all there.
Like, don't fight. We're all friends.
Yeah, we're all friends, because like most of the people know, Beast doesn't know who they are, but most of the people know about them.
Yeah.
Because they've experienced them before, and I think like,
to like, oh man, it's the Guardians. Oh man, it's the Avengers. And Thor's like, I know you guys too.
Thor, dude, well, here's the thing. Because so everybody's like, hey, it's Thor, you know, or whatever. And then there's this panel. Okay, so here's this panel, because they're like, okay, everybody stop fighting. So Captain America's like, because Beast is like, I don't know who these guys are. And Beast is like, if you would have read the Avengers manual.
Yeah, but and Wonder Man actually has a very good point. He's like, he's new and it's fucking gigantic.
Yeah.
So maybe he hasn't read the whole thing yet.
He's only gotten to H. Yeah. He's only gotten to F, and he didn't get to G.
He hasn't been, it's the next page.
It's the next page.
Yeah.
So lay off Cap.
Yeah. Cap, stop being such an asshole to everybody.
Yeah, he's just really on Keith Beast's cases. Like, he's
on everybody's case. He's not fun.
No, he's not.
He's really not fun. It's just, he's not fun to be around. He's kind of a hard ass, and not like in a good way. It's just kind of a dick.
That's why I'm Team Iron Man.
Yeah. Team Iron Man all the way.
Yeah. So anyway, so he's, and it's funny because so then Vance Astro has like this panel where he's like, oh my God, the Avengers. And he's like, I remember you from my boyhood over 1,000 years ago. I used to dream of meeting you, but it looks like he's like shouting in horror.
Yeah.
He's like,
oh my God, no.
Like he's being like somebody's being murdered or something. You know? Like
he looks terrified.
He looks terrified, but he's like, oh my God, Captain America. But he's like, ah.
Well, maybe he's realizing Captain America's a dick and now he's terrified. Yeah. He's like, I can't believe you were my hero, jerk.
So everybody makes acquaintances here.
Yeah. And
Thor
runs down how he met him in his annual, just in case you weren't paying attention.
Oh, yeah. You know what's funny, though? It's like, I think it's Wonder Man who's like, sorry, I'm staring. I never met people from other planets before. I'm like, but you've been around for like a long time.
I don't know. I do like, however.
Have you not? Or maybe he just came. I think he's not that far off from being resurrected. Like, maybe he's like 30, like a year or two from being resurrected.
Mm.
You know? Yeah.
I do like how the chick from Mercury is just like, hey.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's trying to get with Thor.
She is.
Which, you know, get it, girl.
She is. Yeah, she's into it. And it sucks because Charlie 27's got really into her. And she's not really into him.
Well, you know, that happens.
He's like, hey, because she calls him Chunky, and she loves, you know, she's like, oh, you're so cool, Chunky. You know, but then, you know, she's like...
He's a delicious candy bar.
But Thor is just like, hey, I'm full of nuts.
Yeah.
You know?
I have got more nougat than that guy.
He's got more nougat. I'm surprised he didn't ask her if she wants to see his hammer, which I've seen him ask women before.
The answer is yes. It's nice that he asked. It's polite. He could have just sent her a text.
So we get a little bit of background. Basically, what's going on is the Guardians of the Galaxy are trying to prevent Vance Astro as a young boy on Earth.
They spend a lot of fucking time trying to prevent Vance Astro on Earth from doing things.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of fucking
time. Yeah, Vance Astro, they need to leave him
alone. I mean, like, this guy, like, literally, he's, like, the subject of pretty much everything that we've ever read.
He has the most ramifications.
Yeah, in every single... Wasn't there... Remember that one? Was it a Hulk? Or a Spider-Man?
It was Thing.
It was a Thing where there was, like, fog and, like, there was Vance Astro.
No, that was Marvel 2-in-1, but he's also in the Thing where he was a wrestling.
Yes, so he shows up all the time. He's more trouble than he's worth.
Yeah, no, he sucks.
Yeah.
But so basically we get like a recap of why they have to stop him, why they have to stop Korvac.
Yeah.
Korvac the man computer.
Who like literally just looks like a torso sticking out of a VHS.
He does actually. Which is also attached to a wine stopper.
Yeah.
Actually, he would make a fantastic wine stopper.
Oh my god, why isn't that a wine stopper? That's amazing. Look, I would buy that.
Comic-Con vendors, if you're looking for something hip to produce, why not wine stoppers?
Maybe that's what I should do. That's what I should make and sell it on Etsy.
Sell, yeah, you know, I mean, a fucking Korvac one?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Classic Korvac.
Yeah, I got to figure out how to make things first, but yeah, how funny would that be to make that into a wine stopper?
I like it. Anyway, so we get the recap, and basically he's trying to, Korvac is trying to kill Vance Astro so he could basically create the future that will allow him to take over.
Whatever.
The Korvac story, which is basically what a lot of what's going on in this
it's
book.
It's convoluted.
In this collection is very confusing because Korvac, you know, becomes like a hot man in shorts later. And then, yeah, he does. He just becomes like, you know, he becomes very, very
sexy
very,
man in shorts.
Yeah, he just, you know, looks very dapper in little shorts.
Uh-huh.
And he goes on to, you know, hook up with some girl. And
is that where he like comes to Earth or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you read one of those?
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay. I know we read something where it was like some guy, it was in Earth and like whatever. I don't even know.
Yeah, no, there's some weirdness going on here.
But so yeah, there's a lot of shit going on. It's all confusing about things.
Yeah. So anyway, so they're all like, yo, we gotta like help you stop him.
Yeah.
And Captain America, you know, and then Tony tells Nick, and Nick's like,
meh.
I almost had an ulcer.
Yeah.
I almost shit my pants.
And then we cut to...
So now we're in Park Avenue.
Yeah, now we're back in New York, and Hank Pym and Wasp.
Yeah.
Wasp is a fashion designer in her normal life. What's her name again?
Janet Van Dyne.
Yeah. So Janet is a fashion designer, and it's time for Janet's very first show, not during Fashion Week. Looks like during Old Ladies in a Hotel Week.
Old Lady.
Because it does.
Well, that's what it was before Fashion Week started. That's what it was.
Is that what they had?
They're like back. They don't talk about that when they, you know, when they do the history of Fashion Week. They're like, it was originally started as Old Ladies in a Hotel Week.
So like, okay, it's time for her to do her show. Hank Pym's there in the audience, and so is this guy.
Yeah, but people are also like, and some of these women are dressed like, it's like they're like in a. Like a Roman thing, but the men are just dressed in suits. Like Wasp has this dress, and she's like, "My God, this dress is beautiful." But it's like she's dressed
it's
like
it's a sheet.
It's a sheet. Like it's a bunch of togas.
So like when I was a girl,
yeah,
you know, way back in the day, when my sister and I used to be like, "Oh my God, we have to like make fabulous dresses." We would often wrap sheets around ourselves, much in this fashion.
Yeah.
And that's what she fucking looks like.
Yeah.
Like she's just made a dress out of a sheet.
Also a lot of hyphenated names in this. A
lot of hyphenated names.
Because at this point she's still married to...
She's got like three hyphens.
She's like Janet Van Dyne Pym.
Yeah.
And then the woman that's introducing her is Mrs. Lichterdale.
Yeah.
So everybody's got, and so she goes up and she's like, I'm doing my show, but you know what? Let me introduce you to Hank. Hank's the greatest. And Hank stands up, and then Hank's just kind of, what he's doing here.
He looks like he's about to pick his nose.
He's like,
but like a long distance, he's kind of like, it's going to happen.
Is he giving himself like a number one? He's like, I'm number one. What if he kind of does like the little trick? Like he's like, hey, not going to do it.
Yeah.
Like he's a fucking.
It's kind of like, you ever seen, was it Liar Liar where there's the claw? Do you remember that?
I've never seen Liar Liar.
I'm pretty sure it was Liar Liar where like Jim Carrey is trying to do the claw and like it's like a hand that has a mind of its own.
Oh,
and
that's his
like shtick to make this little kid smile. That's what that looks like.
Oh, yeah, he's doing it. Yeah, so Hank's doing the claw. And it's funny because there's a guy sitting in the audience. It's like, didn't notice Hank behind me.
Yeah, gonna who is this guy? Now?
I'll have to court. We find out. You know who he is. We get to meet him later.
Yeah, but who is he again?
It's Nighthawk.
Okay, so it's Nighthawk.
So, but it, yeah, it's Kyle Richmond sitting in the audience. He's like, I'll have to quarter him.
I'm not sure why he's there. I don't think it actually ever.
Because he's rich, and that's what rich people do. They go to things together.
Enough. All right.
So, they go to old lady week together. Old lady in a hotel week together.
Yeah. So there's him. And then there's also this guy he's sitting next to who's just like staring very intently at the runway and like not moving at all.
And then so he's sitting next to him and Kyle's like,
that guy's weird.
That guy's weird because he's wearing a tux.
I'm like,
we wear tux. I wear tux. I don't give a shit.
I'm like, yeah, that's not weird. But apparently he's like, man, that guy has a bow tie on instead of the standard regular tie.
Hey, buddy. What's with the penguin suit? Murder.
Yeah. So, but this guy's there. And so then the fashion show starts.
Fashion show starts, and just as a...
They're like, oh my god, check out this awesome...
Well, okay, so what happens is... Okay, here's what happens. So, the first girl comes on stage, and she's wearing a jumpsuit, and then the guy...
I thought there were other girls right there.
Well, we just get a bunch of...
Yeah, there's like a bunch of fashion shows, like, look at this.
Whatever. Yeah, and then... Yeah.
And then this girl comes on stage in this... I believe it's called a sultry jumpsuit.
Sultry summer jumpsuit.
That's it. Which, what... No. Jumpsuits are not sultry. They're hard because you have to figure out how to pee in those things. Like, not in the jumpsuit, but like, how do you go to the bathroom when you're wearing a jumpsuit? It's all complicated.
Mm. Well, in the 70s, they figured it out.
Oh, they're back now. I've seen them. All right. But that's what stops me from buying a jumpsuit is like,
how do you go to the bathroom?
How do I go to the bathroom? I gotta like thing off before I can pee
in a
public restroom? I don't think so. Anyway, so the minute this chick comes on stage, the guy who hasn't been doing anything the whole show,
Tuxman,
is like, and he gets all excited.
Nighthawk's like, hey, this guy's standing up. Hey, man, you're not her type. I'm like,
yeah, I'm like, shut up. Like, sit down.
Shut up. Leave him alone.
So as all that's happening, all of a sudden, Porcupine comes in.
Porcupine.
And his crew.
So Porcupine, this is, he's a different looking Porcupine from when we first met Porcupine in one of our Captain America issues.
Yes.
That we read. Which was actually his last appearance.
Yes.
Because he died.
He was trying to sell his suit.
Wearing a red sweater. And, you know, wearing a red sweater, trying to sell his suit. And nobody wanted to buy it. He wore it. He got chased, and he fell on his own suit, and he died.
Yes, and this doesn't really look like a porcupine suit. It looks
It kind of does.
No, it looks like a bunch of straw. It looks like a bunch of straw just, like, tied to somebody's body.
It's pretty hideous.
It's a mess. And so he's like, I'm the Porcupine, and I'm here to steal things.
Give me money and don't fuck with me.
And Wasp is like, I gotta get small. And I'm not exactly sure. Now, again, this isn't one of those... How does this work things? Because I thought she needed the suit.
Oh, no. She's not suit. She's not suit orientated. She's...
But she is now, right?
Well, in the comic books, or in the movies, she is. In the movies, you know...
Everybody needs suits. So she can just get small? She's like a mutant?
Because she's got... No, she's not a mutant, but she's got implants. Like, because Hank...
Shrinking implants?
Hank been sciencing on her.
Oh, and well, that makes me feel good.
Oh, yeah. No, that's kind of how they got together, because he was sciencing on her.
He's like, let me do these horrible experiments. Oh,
he put antennas in her ear, behind her head.
Of course.
And when she first started, so when the wasp was first introduced, she would grow when she would get small, because she can grow these antennas to help like corral wasps and do stuff and like generate bioelectronic energy and shit.
So you know what's easier than all of that?
A suit?
Yeah.
Well, well, that's why the movies did it, because the movies weren't like, hey,
they were like, this is fucking weird if we're having her be her getting experimented on.
Yeah, and she's had some even weirder incarnations in the comics, but and as far as this goes, yeah, at this point, she's had like the molecule or like the devices implanted in her body so she can sprout her wings.
Yeah.
And, you know, she doesn't have the antenna. Now they're invisible. Like, now they're small. You know, they're not there anymore, but the function is still there.
Yeah.
So she's got all that going on.
And then, like, the sheet dress that she's wearing, she's like, oh, thank God it's made of, like, shrinking fabric.
It's made of unstable molecules.
I would be
yeah.
completely naked if not.
Yeah, because she's wearing unstable molecules.
Yeah.
Because that's how, you know, the Fantastic Four does their things.
Yeah. So she's got those they all on. Start fighting.
Yeah, they all start fighting, and everybody, you know, and in that one guy, the blonde man, is like, everybody's like,
he's just very intent. He's just gonna sit there.
He's just there sitting there because he's kind of waiting for this girl that he saw.
Yeah,
and, you know, and they're like, Professor X is there. He's not there, but
no.
He's,
but you know, Nighthawk's like, ha ha, and he starts punching.
Yeah, and you know, and what's his face? Porcupine's suit sucks.
It's really bad
because basically, like, he's got quills. But like he also has like but the quills themselves, like the actual like things that are all like the fronds and everything that's sticking out of him, don't do anything except for like guns that point out.
Yeah, it's kind of dumb. It also kind of looks like he took like blinds and just like wrapped around his body. He's just like, these are these really shitty blinds that, you know, and I just wrapped them around me.
Yeah,
and that's it. He just looks terrible. He really looks bad. So anybody, everybody starts fighting.
Everybody starts fighting, and then Nighthawk shows up.
He's like, here I am. I'm Nighthawk. Me. Punch, punch.
Yeah, beating up everybody. So,
as all of that's going on, weird guy goes on stage to where the chick in the jumpsuit is, and he's probably like, hey, do you need a bathroom? And she's like, yeah.
Hey, do you need a bathroom? Oh, because you're wearing a jumpsuit.
Because you're wearing a jumpsuit. But like... It's just like he doesn't say anything, but she could feel his desire and his question. I'm like, oh, all right. So what? Then they like join hands and they disappear.
Yeah, they disappear.
And nobody notices it until the end when Wasp is like, hey, I really like that jumpsuit. Where did it go? My favorite jumpsuit. And like she probably just ran away. And Nighthawk's like, don't worry about it. And she's like, shut up, Nighthawk. Sit on it.
And yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, they beat the porcupine. Porcupine
dies at the end.
But he doesn't die.
Let's just say he dies.
He just gets shot a bunch with the bio lasers.
So maybe he dies.
He doesn't die.
But what if he did?
He came back, remember?
But maybe he could die. It just sounds better if he dies.
Okay.
You don't want to play.
I don't want him to die.
He's not really dead.
I feel bad. Well, now he is.
Yes, I realize that. But I realize at the end of this, he's not actually dead. He's just wrapped in blinds and
he's just
and arrested. And honestly, I think...
Could I cosplay him if I wrap myself in blinds from like Home Depot?
We can get
I just paint them brown and then I wear a green belt. And I'm like, I'm the porcupine.
We'll just go back to like 1981 when they made blinds in all different colors.
Oh.
And they had brown ones and we'll just wrap you in those. But honestly, like if you were wrapped in blinds, wouldn't you rather just die at the end of this instead of get arrested? Because now you got to admit this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, so he... It's like this fashion show. This outfit is murder, or whatever. Yellow Jacket and Wasp and Nighthawk. Nighthawk for some reason looks like he's smelling his finger.
I think he is. He's like,
I don't know. Was he being creepy? Is he like, hey, smell my finger?
Yeah, he's smelling his own finger. He's like, yeah. I was like,
he's just standing there smelling his finger.
Yeah, that's why she gets mad at him and tells him to sit on it. He's like, I already did.
Yeah, that's the next line. I already did. He says it like that. He sounds like Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah, he's like, this is what happens when you have money.
Hey, you ever smell my finger? I want you to sit on it, Nighthawk. Already did.
That's why I want you to smell it.
Get her done.
Be like, who gave this guy money? They just all
who gave
walk.
You money?
They just all walk away.
Actually, that'd be a great issue if that was the title of like his, like if they had a Nighthawk. Well, they have a Nighthawk series.
But shouldn't it just be called Who Gave You Money?
Who Gave You Money, the Nighthawk story. See, yeah. I should be able to title all the Marvel.
I agree.
All these books.
I agree.
I could make a big, better titles instead of Tomorrow's Avengers. Meh. Or Tomorrow, whatever. I would just be like, you know, smell my finger. Who gave you money? Anyways, so she tells him to sit on it. And that's it.
That's it. That's the end of the book.
That's it for the end of the book of The Avengers, number 167 from January 1977. Would you read the next issue of this?
You know, that's a good question. I guess maybe just so I could find out what happened to that girl in her jumpsuit.
Yeah, yeah. You know what?
Did she ever find a bathroom? This is a really good question.
You know, she does find a house, so presumably she did find a bathroom.
All right, cool. And then, like, did she figure out how to pee in the jumpsuit without, like, accidentally having to drop it on the floor of a public restroom?
Well, I think she went to like an actual house, so it was clean.
It was clean, yeah.
Like,
I mean, that's the thing.
Yeah, and then she changed.
Wear something where you're and she's like, I wear pants. I gotta take this off, and then it falls on the floor of a public restroom.
Oh, is that what? Yeah, and then you have to throw it out.
Yeah, you're like, I know, I gotta put that back on, or I gotta walk out of this fucking bathroom all
nude.
I gotta walk out of this Target with nothing on because I dropped my fucking jumpsuit on the floor.
I had to throw this out because I dropped on the floor of a second floor bathroom at a McDonald's in Midtown.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's gross. Like,
Steak and Shake's got to keep this one.
But you know what? If you walked out of a bathroom naked
what are we talking about? Anyways,
if you walked out of a bathroom naked in New York. I'm only going to go with like 73% of the people would notice and only 3% of them would care. Because it's New York.
Especially in the 70s. Yeah, nobody cared.
Because they would have just been like, here we go. Because no one's going to want to talk to you. They're like, great. Here's a naked person. You know something's going to go wrong. Whenever you see a naked person in public, you know something's going to go wrong.
Are these the perils of wearing a jumpsuit?
Yeah, this is just the... This is just what happens when you make the fashion choice to wear a jumpsuit, which is such an ill-informed garment. And then, you know, eventually the cops will come. But no one's going to talk to you because they're like, you know what? I can't possibly talk to the naked person in the middle of the city.
A naked person in the jumpsuit.
Because you know that's bad news.
Yeah.
So, that's how that works.
No. Well, that's it for this week's show. By the way, I would read the next one. I'm going to read this whole thing.
Of course.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm very excited that I have it. And I got it for cheap. So thank you, Comic Bug, for hooking that up. Not specifically to me, but I just happened to be there.
Yeah.
And you sold it to
me. Thanks for having great sales.
Thanks for being a good store.
Yeah, really. Comic Book is a great store.
It is a dope store. Okay, well, that's it for this week's show. And again, Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Hope.
Do you have any resolution, like comic book resolutions?
I am going this year to complete my Wonder Man collection.
Okay.
I think I could do that pretty adequately. I have one more issue left. I think it's issue 20.
Yeah.
And I have to find it.
We will find it.
Oh, well, I'll find it. Yeah. It's around. It's just one of those things where it's like, you know, because that's the kind of the pitfalls of having a smaller collection that you're trying to find.
Well, yeah.
Because basically you get, you know, the majority of them, and then you're still trying to hunt down one of them. And look, I know I could just buy it on eBay, but I'm not doing that.
No, you're looking for it.
Fucking with that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear it.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
What about you?
I would like to complete my Ballant Catwoman run.
Which is very possible as well, yes.
Which is possible because we're close. It's just, it's hard to find those last couple issues.
Oh yeah. I mean, you have a lot more of a chance of doing that though, because usually when you run into, like, when you're out there, it's kind of like Alpha Flight.
Yeah.
Where, like, you run into a bunch and there's just a bunch.
Yeah. You know, they're honestly the Catwoman ones. It's like I'll go for months without finding them.
Yeah.
And then if I find them, there's usually like six or seven in one box.
Yeah.
But they are a little bit harder to find.
Yeah, no, there's some. And I kind of wish those were collected. I'm surprised that they haven't done that.
I know, I'm surprised that they're not.
I'm surprised they haven't done that, right? Because there's a lot of stuff from the 90s, like random shit from the 90s that DC has been collecting. And
that
I'm like,
one's not collected, but for some reason the run after it is.
Yeah, no, I don't know why they don't collect. I mean, unless if it's a rights issue or some shit.
Maybe
because,
it is.
Because, you know, Jim Ballant, God forbid he makes more money.
Yeah, I'm sure he's like, I don't want to make any money.
I don't know if Jim Ballant's a dick. I just know that I really appreciate his Catwoman.
Yes, I know that you do.
So if he needs to, you know, make some extra if he can make some extra cash by him collecting it and having us buy them, then
yeah,
so
no, if I could buy the trade, I totally would.
I think it would actually be a big hit. I think it would. Probably,
I would totally buy it.
You'd have to do like 7 or 8.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of them. There's
like 5 million issues of that run.
There's a lot of those, but
that went on for a long time.
It did. It was like 100 and something issues, but
yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I would like to do, I think.
Oh, those are good goals.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening, folks. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Angry Hero Sean, SHAWN. You can also find me on Tumblr at theangryhero.tumblr.com.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram, jenstansfield.tumblr.com, and jenstansfield.wordpress.com.
And please find us on iTunes at Worst Collection Ever, of course. Subscribe, rate, leave a review, tell a friend, share the link, let them know what you think of the show, and if you think it's good, and if you want to give us 5 stars, please do that. We would really appreciate it.
Yeah.
So thanks for listening, folks, and we'll see you again next time.
Bye.